to you. 4 HX. Yes, sir. I just made the vehicle switch.
It's scratchy, but you're still in there. Well, naturally, this light mounts different than the other one did.
Something mount the same way. I mean, that would be too easy.
C-H-I-N-A. Well, I'm sitting here sampling some of Bernice's homemade ice cream. Eat your heart out.
You held all that for yourself. You didn't share today.
Well, got done, Patrick. I couldn't.
It's off. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Homemade ice cream. I told Gary to come on by. We can give him some. She makes a 4 quarts of it up and then puts it in the freezer. And we don't eat it all the time, but if we want ice cream, we just go get a dish of that.
Better than anything else you're going to buy, that's for sure.
It hadn't got all that much sugar in it. Like, ice cream nowadays, wow, it's got about 13% butter fat in it, I think.
Seeing how bad the food we're eating today is for you, even what's supposed to be good for you.
Bob to eat very much, Patrick. It just, it just ain't near as good as Bernice's, number one. I haven't found any place that's as good. And she loves to make and everything. This ice cream, she makes it in about a half an hour. I don't know how she does it, but she does it.
That she got a mechanical churn, or are you having to churn it?
Oh yeah, I turn it by hand.
About lying, right?
Well, there's a lot hotter places than where I'm sitting right now. That's true, Patrick. No, I finally broke down several years ago and bought a good one, and it had a wooden tank. I don't know, Bernice didn't like it, and the motor on it's great. So I looked on the internet and I found this fiberglass bucket. It's about an inch thick. Boy, it's all the difference in the world. And so Tim was going to buy it. And, Tim's cheap, cheap. And I suggested that one. He looked online. How much did you say that thing was, Bernice? It was ungodly, Patrick. So he went to Walmart and got one. It wasn't that much when I got it, but it was inordinately high compared to... No, it was more than that, Bernice. But at any rate, it was expensive, so he didn't get it. But boy, this thing will keep ice cream cold forever.
I don't know. It seems like that's all anybody worry about is price anymore. They don't care if it lasts. And to the fault of some of the companies that charge more for it, and older companies, their products don't last much better anymore either. It's just, I don't know. It's a double-edged sword there.
Measures at Ace Hardware are not cheap, I'll tell you that. And I never thought I'd ever give that much for one. But the motor's good. And we had a motor go bad or something, and it was by pure accident. And they wound up sending me one from the factory and one from the distributors. I wound up with two motors. And so I got a spare. If this one ever burns out, I don't think it will. It's extra heavy duty.
After that, well... You never know, you might need it for another project.
Low gear reduction in them. That he was mentioning products. She had a KitchenAid mixer for baking, And this one here wasn't, how old was it? It wasn't that old, was it, Bernice? Maybe a year old. And the gearbox went out of it, Patrick. And, So I just ordered a GE Profile one, and boy, it seemed like it's really stout. I hope it is. Ariel said they make good products.
You can find good products out there, but you're going to have to do some research for it, and you're going to pay for it. But like I said, just because it's got a name you recognize on it anymore doesn't mean it's a good product.
And to tell you that the KitchenAid was a lot slower than this, than the old ones. We give her older one to our daughter, and they didn't use it that much over at the lake house, so they gave it to somebody in need. And it was an old universal motor in it. I think these new ones are a permanent magnet. And but the KitchenAid, it didn't last any time at all, you know. And Bernice does bake a lot, and then she bakes for that Oktoberfest. And this one here, oh, it's heck bit for stout, I'll tell you.
Putting your fingers in there trying to get no samples.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I kind of wish I hadn't started this project tonight. But at any rate, I appreciate you helping me get that down. I'm going to... I got some metal screws that come with it. They're made for wood, put it that way, not metal. And I'm thinking about trying to mount them in those suspended ceiling strips. They just don't have the right number of wrinkles on them, you know, to hold good. So I don't think if that LED light fell off and hit you in the head, it'd even wake you up.
Didn't feel like it weighed much in the box. But, Tom, I have crossed the state line, so I'm going to lose the repeater here real quick. But do appreciate you and Miss Bernice and the eggs and oatmeal cookies today. And enjoyed stopping by and speaking with you for a few minutes. But you be careful up there messing around with that light. And I will talk to you tomorrow sometime, maybe. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3. Good night.
It worked out good. She just brought me another bowl of that ice cream. They're small bowls, though, Patrick. And by the way, I didn't know it when I bought those over at Costco's, but there's two shop lights in that one box. It wasn't all that much. I can't remember what it was. $20 or something like that. And they only draw less than 1 amp. So, pretty good deal, I think. Catch you later. Be safe out there. KO4HKX and 0TR clear.